If you wanted to, you would. The reason you don't take action necessary is not because you're unintelligent or uninformed. You could figure it out if you really wanted to. The problem is that you don't care enough about the proposed solutions to actually want to do the thing. Welcome to the Happy, Healthy Human Podcast. These minisodes are a short thought, meant to be quick and easy for you to get in and get out with some helpful knowledge and a quick little mindset reset, delivered each weekday morning, so make sure you come back tomorrow for the next episode. Are you struggling with incompetence, or are you really just uninterested? Often, I've found that people can confuse and conflate the two. It's a common excuse to say that you don't know how to do something, that you don't know the answer, and that's why you can't achieve X, Y, and Z. You want to lose weight, there's just so many options out there, you don't know what to pick. You'd love to be an entrepreneur and have your own business, but you don't know how to even go about creating something from scratch. Sure, it would be great to have a better relationship with your parents, but you don't even know how to start to unravel all of that. But the reality is, the fact of the matter is, you do know how. And if you truly don't, you certainly could learn. Thanks to the magic of the internet and smartphones, lack of information is no longer an excuse. You have it all right here at your fingertips, instantly, right now. So if lack of information isn't really what's stopping you from taking action towards your goals, if it's not simply being ignorant to the solution, what is the issue? Well, in reality, it comes down to a lack of interest. Simply put, if you wanted to, you would. The reason you don't take action necessary is not because you're unintelligent or uninformed. You could figure it out if you really wanted to. The problem is that you don't care enough about the proposed solutions to actually want to do the thing. So what that means is the solution is actually simple. Find something that excites you. If you want to lose weight, but going to the gym and running on the treadmill doesn't excite you, then the chances of you becoming a cardio bunny are pretty slim. But what about swimming, or lifting, or jiu-jitsu? There's so many options for physical activity out there. Your best bet isn't trying to force yourself to go to the gym and run. It's to try to find something that gets you feeling lit up, something that gets you excited to actually take the action. Maybe you want to save money. Investing can seem boring and tedious, but what if you had something specific that you were saving for, and you had small milestones set up along the way with rewards built in? Let's say that every month that you didn't spend frivolously on takeout, you reward yourself with a nice dinner at the end of the month, a date with your significant other. So in the long run, you might spend $200 on a night out once a month, but you'd be cutting out $40, $50, $60 delivery fees that were popping up from Uber Eats two or three times a week. So overall, you're still saving money, but you're doing something that excites you, saving for a date night with your significant other. So now that's a goal that you can get excited about that also helps you save towards the future. And when you're excited about something, there's a much higher probability of you sticking with a goal like that, rather than just choosing some arbitrary goal that you feel like you're quote-unquote supposed to do. So basically, what I'm saying is give yourself some credit. You're smart. If you wanted to figure it out, you could, and you would. If something isn't inspiring you enough to take action, maybe it's not you that's broken. Maybe it's simply not a goal that's worth taking on right now. That's it for today. Take a moment and text this episode to a friend so you can help them live a happier, healthier life. And I'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Happy, Healthy Human Podcast.